Now that you have built a template for your model week, you need to evaluate over time how well you are implementing it. Running a model week means that you will be working differently than how you work today. By measuring how much you have achieved, you will be able to see in real terms how the model week is helping you to be productive and work to plan. Change is often challenging, and sometimes you will find that you revert to what you have always done before. This is fine as long as you learn to recognize when this is happening and try to ensure that next time you deal with the situation more effectively. Each month, you should analyze your key activities again as you did when you built your model week. Keep a record of these results and track your movement over time. If you find that some key activities keep exceeding their targeted duration, you should ask your manager for help or ideas on how to manage this. As you are able to effectively prioritize your tasks, you will know what activities directly influence sales. Time spent with your team is essential to see how they are getting on and identifying what support you could offer to help them achieve their targets and grow. Being a wholesaler demands a lot of activities from you, but you will need to be careful about how your time is managed, and an important thing to do is to manage disruptions.